This is Breakfast with Gareth Parker on 882 6PR.
13 to 9, 21.6 degrees, heading to a top of 35 with easterlies all day. I reckon it's a good day to get down the beach, although someone thought that when they went into the river this morning around Blackwall Reach. Now, I've got more information for you here. We've taken a call off air from someone who was on the scene. They didn't want to go to air, and I guess fair enough. They've just witnessed something that's been quite traumatic. But here's what I can tell you about this shark attack in the Swan River. It was a man who was bitten. He was kayaking. He was pulled from the water by two people. Now, there was a lady, a passerby, who just happened to be jogging in the area. She saw the commotion. She helped to administer first aid. Now, the bite appears to be on the man's upper right leg, up near his buttock. Our caller says that the injury is not life-threatening, but understandably, the man was pretty surprised. In fact, he believes he was in shock. Now, I'm told that there were swimming lessons scheduled to go ahead at Bicton Baths this morning as well. Now, they are going to go ahead, but on land, if you know what I mean. So the kids will be out of the water. The swimming lessons will continue, and I guess they'll sort of practice their stroke on dry land. So the kids are out of the water in the Swan River down at Bicton Baths. Thank you to the person who phoned that through. They didn't want to go to air. I understand why, but it doesn't sound like it's life-threatening injuries. Nonetheless, a dramatic situation down there at Bicton Baths with a shark attack. No information on the size of the shark or what happened, but he was fortunate, obviously, that that passerby, that lady was there who knew first aid and came to his aid.